Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's fall. The days are getting shorter, hopefully a little cooler. Daylight savings time will end and holidays like Halloween are just around the corner. And it's also the time of year when California's mountainsides turn into a carpet of reds, oranges, yellows, and browns. But for fans of fall foliage looking to enjoy the display, where should you go? When is the best time? And what's the best way to capture those brilliant autumn colors? To answer all of those questions, we welcome Kyle James. He's a professional photographer located in the foothills of Northern California with a peak location for leaf spotters. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Vicky. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. You take some stunning, beautiful photos, and particularly on the topic of fall foliage, leaf season. I would love to just start, like, what got you into photography and capturing all of this?
Certainly, yeah. Well, I got my start, my career started in doing photography for a newspaper back in 25 years ago. It was the Union newspaper in Grass Valley, where I'm from. I kind of shadowed along with the photographer there and kind of got to learn how photography's done, the whole idea of it and processing film and whatnot. And just really took a liking to the idea of capturing what I saw through film, and eventually, of course, moving to digital cameras as well. But yeah, that's more or less how I got my start in capturing the beauty. Yeah,
nice. Given that you're from the foothills, you're from Nevada County. You also work for the paper. Years ago, in Grass Valley, and now you're still
right
there. What makes it such a great, beautiful place for leaf spotting?
So what's great about the foothills is during the gold rush, a lot of these deciduous trees that we see in the area were imported in from the miners, as well as a bunch of other folks as well, that wanted to kind of more or less, the settlers as well, wanted to more or less bring in a piece of their home. And with that, they brought a lot of seedlings along with them from the East Coast. And so today we've got a lot of trees, maples, a variety of different gorgeous trees that turn colors in the fall. So they kind of helped establish what we see now. And for the most part, a lot of these trees are big and beautiful and mature. And they're kind of scattered throughout the foothills here in Grass Valley, Nevada City. So it's a gorgeous area, especially during the fall. It's often considered, what I've heard is in comparison to, on a much smaller scale, kind of the East Coast of our color, that being here within Western Nevada County. We've got some wonderful, wonderful color.
Yeah, a smaller, more intimate level with a lot of charm, you know, because Nevada City and Grass Valley are really charming places to live in.
Very much so.
And also to visit. Yeah. So is it true that you have to wait for like a cold snap before like the leaves start changing? When is a good time to go to see the peak of leaf season?
Sure. So right now is actually, we're approaching peak. Typically peak for the season here within Grass Valley, Nevada City area is somewhere around Halloween, but right now we're experiencing some early good color. I would say in about a week or so, we probably near prime as far as color goes. And what's nice is the color lasts into early November. So you've got a few more weeks of color here. Along with that, we've got the beautiful downtowns of both Grass Valley, Nevada City, Auburn as well. A lot of these areas are kind of sprinkled throughout with these gorgeous fall color trees. And again, you've got that historic backdrop of these downtown areas of Grass Valley, Nevada City, kind of that historic charm that go along with these incredible trees that are just so photogenic, if you will.
Does it vary from year to year, depending on, you know, the winter season, or is it pretty much you can come to expect it around this time every single year, and it's the same level of vibrancy?
Yeah, in my 25 years of kind of capturing the area here, I've noticed for the most part, it's pretty consistent as far as color goes and when it tends to change. We see in the upper elevations, like the Eastern Sierra, typically their colors will change around early October. But as you move into the lower elevations, we're say 2,500 feet, the colors here are pretty much consistent throughout the years, and that's being, mid-October through late October is kind of really when you'll see the prime colors for these foothill areas.
You also have a fall color map, and that's around Nevada City. You make it very easy for people to take in the best spots of the fall colors. Is there a certain time of day if someone wants to take a really good photo? What kind of tips do you have for them?
Yeah, so what's nice about the taking photos here within the area of Grass Valley, Nevada City, really any time of day is awesome for photography because the sun doesn't rise as high in the sky. And with that said, you're not getting these kind of tremendous shadows that you see kind of earlier in the summertime where the sun is right above you and it's hot. But with the sun not rising as high, you're going to get better photos with the fall color. Oftentimes, I like to kind of wait more towards 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon is kind of when you'll see some beautiful color with the sun kind of coming down just a bit, and a lot of times it'll backlight these leaves that you see in the trees, and you can just capture some really, really terrific scenes with the sun kind of dropping in the sky, and it just makes for a beautiful backdrop. And midday as well, you're going to see some with blue skies set against the oranges and the yellows, it just makes for a really stunning scene as far as colors go.
Yeah. Okay. So this next question might be a faux pas for a professional photographer like yourself, but do you need a camera? Can you use a smartphone?
Yeah, what I oftentimes say too, because I've been hosting photo walks for a few years now here in the area, and oftentimes what I'll say to folks is, a lot of people don't have these fancy DSLR cameras or mirrorless cameras or whatever it may be. But what I say to them, the camera that works best is the one that works that you're carrying with you. And oftentimes that's your phone. So yeah, with today's technology and the clarity of these phones and the sensors and whatnot that they have built into them, you can capture some really, really fantastic photographs with just your phone alone. So there's really no need. Unless you want to step up your game and purchase a more expensive camera, certainly that's an option. But I think the best way to get started is with the camera that you have, and that being your phone.
Why do you keep doing it year after year after year?
I am just driven by just the beauty of God's nature and color around us. I think it's something that brings me out every year. I love hiking around our local trails here. There's just so much incredible beauty within the area. We've got places like the Yuba River with Bridgeport, which is the longest spanning covered bridge this side east of the Tennessee River, I think, or I'm sorry, the Mississippi River. There's Empire Mine in Grass Valley, which is incredible. It's got a bunch of old historic buildings. That's within Grass Valley. We've got Sutter's Mill in Coloma, which is beautiful as well. A lot of these places, you don't necessarily, if you're not into hiking, you can more or less kind of park and walk. But there are plenty of hiking trails in and around the area. I mean, we've literally probably have thousands of miles of hiking trails that you can hike. But if hiking is not your thing, there's plenty of park and walk sites available. Malakoff Diggins, North Bloomfield Town Site, which is another wonderful, wonderful area for seeing some fall color. That's a park, and not much hiking involved with that one as well. They have some beautiful, beautiful color up on the North Bloomfield Town Site there in Malakoff Diggins.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for keeping it up and sharing it with all of us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Kyle James is a professional photographer who's captured the fall foliage colors in the Northern California foothills. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.